I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Environmental Protection Agency wrapped up a two-day forum in Colorado Springs today where representatives heard from people affected by chemical contamination in the Widefield aquifer. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, residents and local officials called on the EPA to do more to address the problem.
The meeting was the third of four scheduled around the country in areas affected by groundwater contamination from a group of potentially toxic chemicals known as PFAS or PFCs. The chemicals are still technically unregulated, despite evidence connecting them to certain cancers and other diseases. Tracy White with the Colorado Department of Public Health urged the EPA to develop enforceable standards for PFAS in drinking water.
We need regulatory infrastructure in order to, number one, compel investigation and cleanup, but also to promote a more consistent approach to addressing PFAS nationwide.
EPA officials said they're moving quickly to develop regulations for the chemicals, but couldn't give a timeline for any future rules. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The City of Colorado Springs Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department is installing gates at all of the roadway access points surrounding Garden of the Gods Park. Once installed, the gates will allow for the implementation of overnight gate closures that will prevent illegal after-hour vehicular traffic within the park. New gate installation was scheduled to begin today. Once all of the remaining gates have been installed, the Parks Department expects after-hour gate closures to begin in late August or early September. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.